This is the day the Lord has made. Let us make a conscious choice to rejoice and to be glad in it. This is Dr. Elona Sanders, your transformation catalyst, and I want to thank you for joining our global empowerment community. We are dedicated to delivering personal empowerment, spiritual empowerment, as well as professional empowerment. You will break free and stay free. Listen now with new ears and an open heart. You will be awakened to who you are in Christ, become divinely aligned with your true purpose, and activate your miracle manifesting power. Thank you again for joining us. Stay tuned for today's empowerment message. Good morning. Good morning, everyone. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us make a conscious choice to rejoice and to be glad in it. This is Elona Sanders, your transformation catalyst. Thank you for connecting with the Early Morning Empowerment virtual community. I want to welcome you to another powerful and insightful Early Morning Empowerment prophetic gathering, where this week we are in our effectual prayer power. And we're so happy that you are here with us in this community. We are dedicated to delivering personal empowerment, spiritual empowerment, as well as professional empowerment. And today I want you to affirm that you prosper today, even as your soul prosper. With that being said, let's bring our hearts and our mind present all over this virtual community, and let's activate the success mind today. Let's take a good healing deep breath in, and on the exhale, we come present right here, right now, to this sacred moment, knowing that this moment is the only moment that is important. This is your moment of power. Next, healing deep breath in. On the exhale, we now turn our attention and our focus inward, and we tap into our rich inner life of the kingdom of heaven within us. And we allow ourselves to become divinely aligned and flow out of the essence of our spirit today. We activate the keys of supernatural power, and we live with these keys activated on a daily basis. One more healing deep breath in. As we sit in the seat of power, we take the right posture today, knowing that we are seated in heavenly places, far above principalities, powers, might, and dominion, every name that is named in this earth realm. We are here, we are activated, we are alert, we are fully focused, and we are ready to flow with our divine assignment for today. All right, one more good heal and deep breath in. And on the exhale, let's get ready to dive right in today. We were here this week in this Early Morning Empowerment virtual community, and we are in our effectual prayer power for today. And we're so happy to be here, so happy for you to be with us. We take the first few minutes. We are only here for 21 minutes of power. We take the first few minutes to just set things up so that we are all on the first page. As I teach in the School of Prayer Technology, your posture and your place of prayer, your power of prayer, your place of prayer, your space of prayer, all flows through your posture. And you have to have the right posture, meaning the right mindset, the right belief system about your prayer. That is why so many people do not get answers to prayer. Or when you do get answers, you're hitting and missing. And every now and then, you get a breakthrough. And then sometime when you get the breakthrough doesn't appear to last. The writer of James 5:16 says that the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. And we laid the foundation to let you know that you are effectual, meaning that you are capable, you are already capable of producing an intended effect. You are adequate, you are enough. Now, we just came through 40 days of Early Morning Empowerment, and you can get all of those replays at ElonaSanders.com and just click the tab where it says Empowerment Circle. And all the Early Morning Empowerment replays are there, bonuses are there, these prayer recordings are there as well. So when we talk about effectual, fervent prayer, we're not in the misnomer where we were yesterday thinking that that meant you had to pray with a lot of energy and force and holler and scream and wail and just pray in the spirit for hours and hours. It's all about your posture, beloved, when you enter into prayer, knowing that you are already in a position of power because you're seated in heavenly places. And that seated position is a position of authority, that you're already capable and that you are adequate. And also when we talk about effectual prayer, knowing that that prayer is binding, it's valid. And that is why the writer of Matthew records whatever, and we've heard this over and over again, but this has to be a reality. See, when you go back and listen to those 12 keys of supernatural power that's within you, that's flowing out of your rich inner life of the kingdom of God within you, you begin to understand that whatever you bind in earth is bound in heaven. Whatever you loose in earth is loose in heaven. And that's not just speaking to demon spirits. You have to understand your position of authority that you have in this earth realm. Whenever you tap into this rich inner life, and that's why we always take that few minutes to breathe, to tap in, to go inwardly, to flow out of our God self, to allow the Holy Spirit to have that eminence or preeminence within us. When you tap into that divine space, to your divine nature, you are already tapping into the heart and mind of God. So in this season, I decree and declare that you will no longer be confused as to whether or not you're hearing from God, or rather or not the voice of God is clear to you. It is clear. The moment that you tap in, the moment you are made aware that you are in the Spirit and you're flowing with the Spirit, you already have the mind of God. With that being said, I want to release one more thing before we do our intercession and we stand in the gap today. From 1 John 5:14 and 15 in the Amplified. I really want you to go look at that. I want you meditating on that, because remember, I have to repeat this again. Your posture, your attitude, your belief about prayer is so important. When you understand the things that we have taught you, and some of you are just now connecting in, and you have to go back and get those replays. But when you understand who you are, and you embrace that original identity, and you know that you are a super being in this earth realm, that you're naturally supernatural, and you have confidence in that, then you can look at what the writer says here in 1 John 5:14 and 15, and you can embrace this. It becomes real to you. It becomes alive. And this is what's recorded. And this is the confidence, the assurance, the privilege of boldness, which we have in him. We are sure. Listen to all of these words of confirmation, affirmation, certainty, words like confidence, assurance, privilege, boldness, being sure. We are sure. We are sure. I am sure. You must be sure that if we ask anything, make any request according to his will, in agreement with his own plan, he listens to and hears us. That's why you must tap in and flow out of your rich inner life. You must be in agreement with God. Having intimacy with God is being in agreement with God. Once you tap in, beloved, anything you ask, any request you make, it's going to be in alignment with his will. Why? Because you're not flowing out of a carnal nature or ego mind or flesh mind. You're flowing out of the mind of God because you are in him in perfect agreement and harmony with him. So the writer of 1 John goes on to say this, and if, or since we positively know that he listens to us, and whatever we ask, we also know with settled and absolute knowledge. We know this, beloved, with settled and absolute knowledge that we have granted us as our present possession the requests that we've made of him. So we know that we understand in this community that according to the laws of prayer and prayer technology, we're not waiting for God to just hear and make a decision. He's already made a decision, put it into spiritual law. And the universe is his operating system, that when we come into divine alignment with the law, the spiritual laws that are already written in the heavens, when we come into divine alignment, we already have a yes. So our prayer attitude and our prayer posture is, we're not waiting for God to decide if we've been good enough, if we're holy enough, righteous enough, if we did it just right, if we, you know, followed all the rules, did what Pastor said. That's not what's happening. Once you come into divine alignment, that's why alignment is so important to you, and it is key to you. We already know that we have the petitions as our present possession, meaning we have it right now. We laid a good foundation yesterday as we prayed for us as light bearers and light workers in this earth realm, that the light of God that is within us immediately dispels darkness. Everywhere we go, it immediately will dispel darkness. So today, we particularly want to intercede now, because we know that as we're connecting in all over this virtual community, and you know that you are a light bearer, you know that you are a standard bearer, that you are a light worker, and that everywhere you go, you bring the presence and power and peace of God with you. We know that when we open our mouths, as we come into divine agreement now, and we intercede, we know that we have as a present possession what we are speaking out of our mouths. And today, I want to pray for the generations. As yesterday, we prayed for the saints, for the spiritual people, for the called out ones, for all those that know that you are a light worker. You are carrying the glory of God with you to be an effectual in this earth realm. We've interceded that your light, you will allow that light to be turned on in a luminous way where you will shine. So today we want to pray for the generations all over the world, particularly in our own nation, here in the United States of America. And we speak right now, first of all, to the generation that remains, that they have called and labeled baby boomers, whom they are saying will never be able to retire. We speak right now life, we speak health, we speak wholeness, we speak financial security to that generation that have paved the way to help make this nation the great nation that it is. And we speak and we decree and declare, as we stand in the gap, we stand in between you and financial ruin and financial devastation. And we say that you will see that your ladder is greater, and you will begin to see that as you take steps day by day, that all things will work together and fit into a plan for good. So we call the baby boomers, those that are remaining, your days are not yet done. You still have much to release. You still have much to leave in this earth realm. We are now making footprints. We are now making contributions in this earth realm that hundreds of years from now, generations will still read our works, listen to our music, hear our messages, listen to our advice, and they will be blessed, because we are flowing out of eternity. And today we decree and declare that it is so. Do not be weary and well doing. And we particularly speak to the health issues and the financial issues of all the baby boomers, those that have gone back into the workforce, and you're 60, 65, 70, 75, 80 years old. We speak life and health, and we speak financial stability and financial miracles into your life. And now we want to take a good healing deep breath in And we, on the exhale, we speak a special blessing for those, Father, that they have labeled as the Generation X. All of those that are 40 years old, going into the 40s and the 50s and 30s, that generation right there, Father, we pray for them. We pray because there was something that was missing, something that was left out in the mindset. But we know, Father, that all things are bringing us to the culmination of who we are to be. And we understand that they are able to have the mindset to press forward and to move forward. And they will have the ability to reason. And they have the ability to be supporters of themselves. They will not remain living with their parents all of their lives. We speak life to that generation, to that group right there, that they are becoming stronger, that they are seeking help and counsel wherever they need it, that they will find what they need. And now, Father, we come to what we call the millennials, all of those that are raising up. This is a different generation, but we recognize that your hand are on these young people in a special and an unusual way. We see the redemption and we see the revelatory truth and we see the unusual sensitivity in this group of children that are being raised up right now. We pray for them, Father. We see the unusual insight that they have. We pray for protection all over this world for those that are coming up that we call millennials, Father. We thank you that they are going to be the salt of the earth. We thank you because they are here in a very sensitive way and they are aligned with the laws of God. They have an innate sense of righteousness, and we thank you for what this generation is going to establish in the earth realm. We pray for all those that are yet here, particularly the baby boomers, that they will continue to pour into the life of the Generation X's and the millennials. Father, that your will be done in the earth realm. We understand that the millennials are now tasked with displaying the next expression of you in this earth realm. And we thank you, Father, that they will begin to hear your voice in a deeper way. And that they will begin to rise up in righteousness like never before. We are not looking for them to be as we were 100 years ago in the church. We are not looking for them to mimic who we were. But Father, they already have a sense of righteousness and right doing and a sensitivity. And we pray now that they will be aided and guided, and that those of us that are still here can walk alongside them and help bring them to their intended purpose, that the next expression of you will be revealed in this earth realm. So as we stand in the gap and we stand in between life and death, we speak life all over these United States, the nations and countries of the world. We speak life today and we take our place. And for those of you that are in this community being effectual, we know that we don't have to holler, scream, labor, that we know that we are flowing out of the essence of our God nature. And we are now in divine alignment and agreement. God already wants to see health and wholeness in this nation. He already wants the evil and wicked and treacherous rooted out of positions of authority in our government. We come into alignment with that. And we know that it is so. We know that it is done. I speak and I decree and declare for you today, every need is met. Every bill is paid, every way is made, and we rest in the sufficiency of God. We rest in the increase of God. We rest in the abundance of God that flows from within us. And we are confident and we are sure that we have as our present possession any request that we are making. And we thank you that it is so. And that is our time for today. We'll be right here tomorrow to hear the conclusion of the matter. And I'm going to release you with many blessings for the rest of your day. And I'll see you right back here tomorrow at 6 a.m. Eastern. Have a blessed, wonderful, and amazing rest of your day. Bye now. It has been my divine pleasure to serve you today. Remember, information without implementation will not yield a fruitful harvest. Please continue to connect with me on social media, Facebook at Ilona Sanders. You can visit my website at ilonasanders.com for more resources, masterclass, workshops, or upcoming events. Please send me your thoughts, questions, comments, or feedback to es@ilonasanders.com. Until next time, continue to move in purpose, on purpose, and be blessed. Bye now.